We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. There's BBJ.
What up?
What's up?
What's going on?
What are you doing in here?
Just hanging out, man.
Playing a little feud here.
Yeah.
We're just talking about glizzies. BB Shea's a glizzy guy. Biggie was.
Did you hear the news about North Korea?
No.
You ain't going to get one there.
Really?
If you got it. Well,
I was planning on going next year.
Well, you're branching out.
Kim Jong-un just made hot dogs illegal in North Korea.
No fun, that guy. Y'all should hang out.
I mean,
you and Kim Jong. Yeah.
Well, you know, I hadn't had a hot dog in a couple of years.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
You like to drop that.
When did you have one last? Couple of hours?
2 days ago, yeah. Yeah, a couple days ago.
You start your day with a hot dog.
I want to have one for lunch today,
too. Biggie says you've got 10 more years of being, oh, it's fun that you're fat, until people start going, all right, let's go.
Yeah, let's get jolly.
Go for jolly, too. People are concerned. You have 10 years. Don't worry. You have 10 more years.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, people right now, they watch you to glizzy. They're like, get it, BB, get it.
Yeah, I love hot dogs, too.
Yeah, it changes. Trust me.
Sad. Eventually, they're like, yep, you better stop.
Look what you did to yourself.
Yep. You've got some time, though.
Yeah.
Biggie says you've got time. But you all just, boy, I thought it was going to come to blows in here for a minute. Biggie said, I won't even give the name of the restaurant because BB Shea's getting ready to give his review on it. And BB Shea said, well, it's middle of the pack. And Biggie said, uh-oh, disagree. Think it's my favorite on hot dogs. Yeah. I was just thinking, I don't know that I'll ever have another one. Maybe never another hot dog.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not sure. I'm really.
I mean, normally the smug takes over.
Yeah.
But when it's eternal.
I mean, when you say it out like that, you know?
Eternal smug? Is it worth it?
Can I have eternal smug? I think I can. That'll be the name of the old folks home. Yeah. They put me in the eternal smug. I don't know. Or the line of casket they put me in. The eternal smug.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
It's for our most smug.
Oh, he deserves this. Yeah. This is what he wants to be. When you say it out for a lifetime, I'm just not sure. They said on, I was watching the Today Show, it's a hoedown this week. Hoda's leaving.
Hoedown.
It's a hoedown.
At the Today Show.
Well, they did, typical for a New Year's time, the best diets to go on for the New Year to lose weight. And one of the experts said, now the last thing you want to be is that guy or woman who goes to a party, a get-together, a cookout, and you've brought your own salad and you're sitting in the corner judging everybody.
Oh, God.
They called you out?
Yeah, they did.
And your favorite morning show?
Yeah. My wife looked at me and was like, that's exactly what you are.
That's you.
And everybody on their morning show was like, oh, God,
oh,
no.
Oh, Killjoy.
You don't want to
be that guy.
Don't be that guy. And that's exactly who I am. Let's play this game in here today, the Big Money Celebrity Feud. We have Maestro on the phone. Maestro, you can choose your family member. Do you want Biggie, BB Shea, or Chris Dim? Who you got?
Morning, gentlemen. I will choose Biggie.
The big man has been chosen here today, and you and Biggie will team up against Jordan, and Jordan can pick either Chris Dim or BB Shea. Jordan, who you got?
Got BB Shea.
BB Shea. All right. Chris Dim will float back and forth amongst the two of you and try to help you with a steal if it comes to that. These are survey questions now. You all know how to play. The captains in round one will be BB Shea and Biggie. Come to the center of the ring here. Shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Top eight answers on the board. The Wicked Witch reminds me a lot of my who?
BB. Wife.
Show us. Wife. You know, not there. I'm shocked. I'm shocked it's not there.
Well, that's a pretty bold thing to say, too.
That's because she was standing there when the answer was.
It is the feud.
I'm looking at it going, it's got to be on there. And it's not. I double checked. Yeah, I'm looking up and down. Eight answers here. The Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my blank, Biggie.
Mother-in-law.
Show us mother-in-law. Number one answer. The stereotypical mother-in-law. And that means that the Maestro and Biggie can either play or pass. Maestro, you want to play or pass that? There are seven answers left.
We can play it.
I'm going to play it. Okay. BB Shea, Jordan, and Chris Dim will think of a steal. We go back and forth here between you and Biggie. Top eight answers on the board, seven less. The Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my mother-in-law's number one. Give us another, Maestro.
Grandmother.
Show us. Grandma. Number seven is grandmother. Sorry. Wrong beep.
Meemaw?
Meemaw. I was surprised at that. So Meemaw's there, and wife
Mother's
is not.
Wife
is not. Yeah. That's shocking. Yeah.
Interesting.
Grandma is number seven. Let's go to Biggie.
My boss.
Show us. Boss. Or coworker. That's number five. So the question is, Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my blank. Mother-in-law number one. Boss or coworker number five. And grandma number seven. Three gone, five left, and no strikes. Maestro, what do you say?
My sister.
Show us. Sister. Sister's not there. Okay, so you have one strike, and back over to Biggie. The Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my mother-in-law, boss or coworker, grandma, gone. Biggie.
Gosh. I am drawing a blank.
3 seconds.
I got nothing.
Wow. He's blanking over there.
Okay.
Might have been best that you're waiting to steal here. That means, Maestro, you have to come up with one. There are five left. We started with eight. The Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my mother-in-law, boss or coworker, grandma, and five left. Maestro, you must come up with one or they'll get a chance to steal. What do you say?
I go with teacher.
Show us. Teacher! Chris Dim starts to erase.
We're in trouble. That's the one I just thought of.
Number three. That's number three. There are four left now, Biggie, and two strikes. Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my mother-in-law, teacher, boss, or coworker, grandma, Biggie.
I got one.
Yep.
Neighbor.
Show us your neighbor. Number four is neighbor. Now you've narrowed it down. There are three left and two strikes. Maestro, the Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my blank. What do you say?
Ex-girlfriend.
Show us the ex. Number six is X, and now you're down to just two, and this number's two and eight. The Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my mother-in-law, teacher, neighbor, boss, or coworker, X, or grandma. Two left, Biggie, but you have two strikes. Give us one, or they get a chance to steal.
My God, number two's still there.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing?
3 seconds. He blanked twice there. That's right. But you did clear out a lot of them. Now, the captain here is B.B. Shea. Jordan, you and Chris Dim can give him answers. Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my mother-in-law, teacher, neighbor, boss or coworker, ex, and grandma. Two left. Chris Dim, suggest an answer.
I am stumped. I mean, Maestro knocked everything I had out. Mm-hmm. All I can think of is daughter.
Daughter?
Teenage daughter. I don't know.
Jordan, you have an answer for B.B. Shea?
Biggie killed me when he said neighbor, but all I'm thinking now is maybe your child.
Mm-hmm. Child. Chris Tim says daughter. B.B. Shea, you can go out on your own here.
It's all on you.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking mother. Nobody said mother. But I like child as well. I'm going to go with daughter, child.
Daughter. All right. The Wicked Witch of the West reminds me a lot of my daughter. Number two, mother.
Oh, jeez.
Or stepmother. Yeah, mom or stepmom.
It's hard.
I'm glad I didn't think of that. My mother's a saint. Only those of you that answered that. I hope you enjoy hell.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes adults have beef with their mother or certainly
stepmother. Yeah.
But the daughter, you know, you don't want to say that too much. Number eight is aunt.
Okay.
Aunt. Poor aunt. Oh, the old aunt. Okay, so round one goes
I have wonderful aunts. I would have never thought of that.
Maestro and Biggie take round one. B.B. Shea, you had it on your racket.
I did.
But you went with the player. Went with the player. A lot of times that's the right way to go. Okay, let's go to round two. Maestro, you and Jordan are the captains. You'll shout your name when you know the best to this. Maestro, you ready to shout your name?
Yes, sir.
Jordan, you ready to shout your name?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Top six answers on the board. Name something Tom Cruise and Tom Brady have in common.
Maestro.
Maestro, what do you say?
Short hair.
Show us short hair. Not there. Jordan, what do you say?
They're famous.
Show us. They're famous. Number three is famous. Jordan, you want to play or pass that?
Let's play.
All right, playing. Maestro, we'll put you on hold. If you steal it, you win the game. And Jordan, you and B.B. Shea will go back and forth. Everybody else think of steal. There are five answers left. We started with six. Name something Tom Cruise and Tom Brady have in common. They're famous is number three. Mm-hmm. BB Shea.
Rich.
Show us rich. Number two is rich. Back over to Jordan. Four left. Something Tom Cruise and Tom Brady have in common. Rich and famous are two and three. What do you say, Jordan?
They're both named Tom.
Show us. Both named Tom. Number one answer. Same first name. They're both named Tom. Now you've got three gone, three left, and no strikes. BB Shea, something Tom Cruise and Tom Brady have in common.
Hot wives.
Show us. They've got hot wives. Well,
at one point, maybe, yeah.
Are either of them married?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think Tom Cruise
not
is.
Not right
either.
Now. Okay. Uh-huh. Neither right. one of them married right now. Jordan, back over to you. Something Tom Cruise and Tom Brady have in common. Three gone and three left. The ones that are already out are same first name, rich, and famous. What do you say, Jordan?
They're both in the public eye.
That probably comes under famous. Yeah. I think that's under famous.
Under famous, okay. Yeah. Oh, God. They're both
3 seconds.
Rich.
Well, Rich is already gone.
Rich is gone. Okay. They're both spoiled.
Show us. They're both spoiled. Not there. Mm. Two strikes. And now we go back over to BB Shea. Name something Tom Cruise and Tom Brady have in common. Same first name, rich, famous. Three left. Two strikes. Now you must give one. They'll have a chance to steal and win.
I was going to say a lot of awards, but I don't think Tom Cruise has won that many awards. I'm going to go with they're both white.
All right. They're both white. Can't argue it. I'm sorry.
It is a fact.
It cannot be argued. That's a fact. Okay, Maestro, it's open to you to steal and win. Let's let Biggie and Chris Dim give you answers here. Biggie, what do you have for him?
I have controlled by the libs / Hollywood elite. Sold soul to the devil for fame / money / athletic ability. Both are very robotic. They aren't real. And also, they both have ex-wives.
Multiple.
Yeah, I got it. That's all I got.
All right, that's it. Chris Dim, what do you say?
Well, like Biggie, both have hot ex-wives. Enormous child support. Lots of kids. Mm. People hate them, and people love them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All of those to you, Maestro. You can go off on your own, or you can take the advice. If you get it, you win. What do you say?
Oh, that's a hard one. Mm-hmm. I like the lib answer. I'd go with. Did you say that it was athletic covered?
No, it's not been. It's not been out there yet. Nope.
They're both athletic.
Show us. They're both athletic.
Oh
no! That's a tie now. Go to overtime quickly. Good looking. Good looking.
Yeah.
Men. Males.
Boo.
Prove it.
And annoying. Annoying one.
Okay.
All right. That's it. All right. Everybody clear the decks. We have just 1 minute to play here. The captains are Biggie and BB Shea. Here we go. 3 seconds only to answer. Top four answers on the board. Name something people ride that doesn't run on gasoline.
BB
Shea.
Roller coaster.
Show us a roller coaster. Number four, amusement ride or roller coaster? Biggie, three answers, beat it.
I can only think of really inappropriate things.
What do you say? 3 seconds.
Train.
Show us a train. Not there. BB Shea, you and Jordan can play or pass that. Jordan, there are three answers left. Something that people ride that doesn't run on gasoline. You want to play or pass, Jordan?
We'll play it.
All right, playing it. Then it's to you and everybody else think of a steal. Three answers left. Amusement park ride or roller coaster's gone. 3 seconds. What do you say, Jordan?
Bicycle.
Show us a bicycle. Number one answer. Bicycle. All right. No strikes and two gone. Something people ride that doesn't run on gasoline. Bicycle and roller coaster gone. BB Shea.
Scooter.
Show us a scooter. Not there. Jordan. Two answers left. What do you say?
I'm going to have to go with big. I'm going to say each other.
Show us each other. Not there. Biggie was thinking he knows it. BB Shea. Two strikes now.
Drugs.
Show us drugs.
No. I don't think any of us deserve to win this game.
Maestro, Biggie is your captain. You and Chris Dim can give him answers here. Two answers left. Name something people ride that doesn't run on gasoline. Bicycles, number one. Amusement park ride or roller coasters, number four. Two answers left. Maestro, what do you say?
My daughter would be upset if I didn't say horse.
Horse?
Ooh.
Chris Dim?
Your mom. Also skateboard.
I actually had the same things written down.
Your mom.
And skateboard.
Biggie's mom.
What? She's a saint. The woman's a saint.
I'm going to go with Maestro, though. I like horse. I'm going to go with the player. I'm going to say horse.
For the win! Horse! Boom! Number three, skateboard. Got them all. Got them all. Well played!